prophets of Allah. In Quran you see that Hazrat Musa, so that you believe that everyone needs tawbah. Basically tawbah is climbing. Each tawbah we do, we climb up from one level of this 100 manazil, 100 destinations, to the higher level. So tawbah is a continuous process for everyone, no matter at what level and manzil he or she is, tawbah is needed. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in Surah A'raf, verse 143, you have heard this. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي وَلَكِنْ أَنْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكًّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So that is about Hazrat Musa alayhi salam going to the Kuh, to the mountain of Tur, and when he goes there and starts to talk to Allah, starts to talk to him, he says, "Oh Allah, show me yourself. I want to see you." And Allah says, "Lan tarani, never you will see me." But look at this mountain. If this mountain could keep me, it could tolerate me, could bear with me in its place, when I do tajalli to it, then you can see me. If that happens, this can happen too. And then when Allah manifested into that mountain, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّنْ وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَيْغَى, that mountain imploded or exploded, and Hazrat Musa became unconscious. And when he came back conscious, he said, سُبْحَانَكَ تُوبْتُ. تُوبْتُ is here, تُوبَة. Oh Allah, I came back to you. تُوبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So as you see, even Hazrat Musa, when he is prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs to do tawbah. I don't go into the tafsir of this, of course. There are good tafsir on this. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah I have seen his tafsir on this, that whether Hazrat Musa wants to see by eyes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is unlikely, that is not the case. Go read that if you want to know what it is. But Hazrat Musa, when he comes to conscious, he does tawbah and he says, I come back to you Allah, I am the first mu'min. And we see in tawbah of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam in Quran again, Surah Sad, ayah number 44, Inna wajadnahu sabiran ni'mal abdu innahu awwab. Awwab is a person who does frequent tawbah. That's called awwab. And he says the meaning of it is, we found Ayyub patient, and what a good abd and a slave he is, and he is always repenting back to us. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells about Hazrat Ayyub. So as you see, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam also does tawbah. And for Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Surah Sad number 17, it says, Asfir ala ma yaqulun waskur abdana Dawood zal aid innahu awwab. Means all is Allah talking to the prophets Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in that verse, and he says, O the Prophet, be patient on what your enemies tell about you, and remember our slave Dawood, who was so strong against our enemies, and he was always in the repentance to us. He was a frequent repenting person to us. So even Hazrat Dawood, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call him in one of the verses of Quran, I've seen Hazrat Dawood, Allah calls Hazrat Dawood Khalifa on earth. So we know that the status of being successor of Allah is the highest status that insan kamil can only reach, to the fullest of it. So even then he does tawbah. Even Hazrat Dawood does tawbah. And for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in Surah Nasr, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iza ja'a nasrullah wal-fat wa ra'ayta an-nas yadkhuluna fi dinillah afwaja fasabbih bihamd rabbik wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba. This is talking about the Prophet, which says, when the Nasr and help of Allah comes, and when the victory comes, when you see people are group by in big groups are entering into the deen of Allah, fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. This is the end of the mission. When I say end of the mission, that means that is when Islam has scattered around people a lot. There are many believers in the religion of Islam. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet that now that fatah and victory has come, now that Islam has expanded, now that Islam has passed the stages of danger of being defeated, now fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. Do tasbih of Allah, wastaghfirhu, and do istighfar. Innahu kana tawwaba. He says, innahu kana tawwaba. That means he will be, Allah is also coming back to us as well. So they say, this tawbah of Prophet that Allah asked him to do tawbah was, although his mission was to be Rasul, he was the Prophet of Allah, but the first and main mission of everyone is to be a slave of Allah. Although he was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to publicize Islam, to preach Islam, still, although it was so much the command of Allah and he had no choice, this has taken his state of being abd as a secondary issue. So Prophet sallallahu, being an abd of Allah in that way that is supposed to be, is was a bit taken away to side by he becoming the Prophet of Allah. Of course, there is a choiceless. This is a choiceless issue. But these are the levels which we do not understand. Allah asked him to do istighfar. He said, "Wujuduka." For that level of the Prophet, they say, "Wujuduka akbaru zambin, la yughasa bihi zamb." Your mere existence is a zamb when it comes to Prophet. For us, of course, it's not. It doesn't make sense. We do not know why. What does that mean? But for a person like Prophet, because I refer you to those issue of manifestation. We said manifestation is the first, even the first manifestation of Allah, which is the Haqiqat Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It means Allah from mere absolute, unlimited wujud. When he first makes any manifestation, that means it puts immediately a mahiyat. He creates mahiyat. Mahiyat means limitedness. So that limitedness is zamb. Of course, it's not a zamb that he has done it. Prophet has not done it. But in the levels of urafa, which is not understandable by me and you too, as well, all of you, it is zamb. For that's why Allah calls, as Prophet, wastaghfirhu, do tawbah, innahu kana tawwab. So, all in all, we have to first, number one thing to understand, we have to create that state of tawbah in us. And that happens when we contemplate on the sins that we have done. We think about sins that we have done and we have taken them light. And by only saying, astaghfirullah, we thought, okay, we have finished. No, it has had its effect on us. We have to do tawbah, a real tawbah, by first understanding of our sins. I have read in the halat, in the ahwal of urafa, some of them, they used to fasten their hands, their arms to their neck. So that, like, you know how in the movies you might have seen how they bring the people who have done a big jorm, what they call, criminal acts. So they, in the films, they bring them fastened, chained in front of the king and those type of things. They do this them to themselves so that they can resemble in their feeling that now it is Qiyamah and they are taking in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are chained, their hands are cuffed like that to their chest, to their neck, and there are people, they do that every night to themselves so that they create that environment so that they can remember the sins, because we have become thicker skinned to sins. We remember the sins, it doesn't do anything to us. So there are people who do that. But that's one thing that we have to look at so that we can create that environment so that we can do repentance. The state of repentance is created in us. Second thing is, we have to learn that repentance and توبه is from in any level. Imagine that what I have told you is wrong. When I say I have told you, I'm not referring to any of you specifically. When I say I know you are only probably 10 times better than me, but we are all sinful and our level of sin are not too much different. But imagine some of you have made a mistake, it's not the case, and you are way miles away from what I said. In whatever level you are, you need to do Tawbah. If you see, I give you this much, when you taste saltiness of the salt, you think this is from the salt, you have to do Tawbah from it. If you are not in that, if you do not understand me, then that means you are not in that level, so don't bother. If you do understand, then you do Tawbah. If you understand, if you see the sourness of the lemon from the lemon, you have to do Tawbah. If you understood what I said, that's your level, do Tawbah. If you did not understood that, so that means you are in lower levels. Go and see in what level you are, do Tawbah from that level. Tawbah means, basically, as I said, we have 100 manazil, 100 destinations towards Allah. Tawbah means I'm in this level, whatever, 5th level or 95th level. Oh Allah, I want to come to the level 96. I was in 95, now I want to come to 96. You have to do Tawbah for that. So do not go and think with yourself, what is Abu Sayyid talking about? We are not that sinful. That's the second and third thing is for doing Tawbah. Inshallah, next week, next session, I bring practical things about how to do Tawbah. There's what is Tawbah called Tawbah Nasuh. That's the real Tawbah. Imam Ali alayhi salam has given, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said about Tawbah different things, I mean different levels. He has said, if you have grown any flesh from sin, whether you have been having on not halal rizq, or if you have been having non-halal food. Rizq means your income not halal, food is when halal, not halal food you have eaten. Imam Ali says you have to lose all that flesh by so much of fasting and hunger, so that you lose that flesh. Then you have to take to go see whose rights we have violated. We have to go and compensate for that. But inshallah, I talk about it next week, hopefully, about the practical steps that we have to take to do Tawbah. So if you did not find that all these things that I said, you did not find, it's not about you, that means you have to go back to the previous level. That you have to do and do, read about awakeness. Try to create awakeness in yourself. If you do not feel that you need to do Tawbah, you do not have the awakeness. Go back, read those awakeness, listen to those types, audio files that I have told you, see those things that I have told you, you have to do to create awakeness. Inshallah, to be able to come. As you see, it is not easy. We cannot just go and every week we read one level and say now we have reached to a stage 25 where we cannot even move. Honestly, I have not been able to move even from Yaqza to Tawbah yet. So I take it, my apologies if I take it, you are as heavy as me, because I'm the heaviest among, so you have to tolerate my pace. You have to come with my pace. If you are much faster than me in this, so do inshallah, you can find side studies and actions. There are many things we can do. Doesn't mean that you don't have to wait for me. You can start, you do your, increase your du'as, increase your zikr, increase your ibadats and ziyarats. And inshallah, hopefully we get to somewhere. Bar Muhammad wa ala Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa